You're listening to the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast, episode number 107.
Welcome to the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast. Business advice so easy, you'll feel like you're cheating. And now your host, Amy Porterfield.
Well, hey there, Amy Porterfield here, and welcome to another episode of the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast. Thanks so very much for tuning in. Now, at the time of this recording, I am getting ready to jump on a plane tomorrow morning to go on not a business trip, but a family vacation, and it's really special because we're going to Walt Disney World. Now, I'm a California kid. I grew up going to Disneyland. I've never been to Walt Disney World. And the reason why we're going is because we promised this trip to Cade, my son, if he got straight A's two semesters in a row. And he did it. And not only was I so excited that he was able to get those straight A's, but I was really excited because I've always wanted to go to Walt Disney World. I got a little nervous because I thought, is he too old for Walt Disney World? You know, he's 13 now. Is it going to be not as much fun if he was a lot younger? But everyone promises me he's still going to have an amazing time. And I think all three of us, me and Cade, and of course my husband Hobie, I think we're all going to have a great time. So we leave tomorrow morning. And before we go, my one big goal today was to get this podcast episode recorded. And it's not like, oh, I got to do one more episode before I go on vacation. But instead, I'm really excited to record this episode for you because I'm passionate about this topic. Now, the topic is a bit controversial because depending on who you ask, you get a big range of answers. And that question, what should I charge for my course? Now, after a lot of thought, today I wanted to share with you my 7-step pricing strategy, or what I like to call price point perfection, 7 steps to knowing what to charge. Now, before I get into it though, I am so excited to share with you this week's freebie. Now, whether you're a coach, a consultant, a speaker, a freelancer, or service provider of any kind, owning your own online course is a game changer that can have a dramatic effect on your income and your impact. Having your own online course is the biggest key to leveraging your efforts and stepping out of the time for money trap that so many entrepreneurs get stuck in and rarely escape. And if you've waited for the right time to take that very first step to creating your first online course, then I can't wait to reward your patience with the training that will set you and your business up in an amazing new direction. Recently, I've reverse engineered the biggest lessons I've learned from 5 of my most successful online courses that have served over 38,000 entrepreneurs while generating $6.4 million in revenue. And I put all those key learnings in a brand new free masterclass. My live masterclass is called How to Confidently Create Your First Six-Figure Course in 60 Days. And before it's too late, I want you to grab your virtual seat. This is a live training. I'm so excited to share it with you. All you need to do is go to amyporterfield.com/courses. So amyporterfield.com/courses. You could grab your seat. I cannot wait to share this brand new information with you. Okay, so let's go ahead and jump into the meat of this episode. And we're going to talk about, again, the price point perfection, 7 steps to knowing what to charge. Now, I want to first start with the end in mind. When you make a final decision on the price point for your online course, here's what's most important. Number one, it's most important that you feel confident with your price point. It has to be something that you feel truly excited about, and in your heart and in your gut, you know you're getting paid what you're worth. You have to ultimately believe in the value of your price point. You also must not be afraid to ask for that price. And we'll talk about that because I know the selling part is kind of scary for a lot of us. And we'll talk about that for sure. But this is where confidence in your abilities must show up, and they must show up big time. You've got to ask for what you're worth. Number two, when it comes down to kind of starting with the end in mind, you must be willing to deliver 10 times the actual value that you are promising. This is how you create wildly loyal customers who tell all of their friends about you. When you overdeliver, this happens every single time. And number three, the price point you choose must demand the kind of clientele that you want to attract. I'm sure you've heard it over and over again, but when you sell a $97 program, and there's nothing wrong with that, I'll share all my pricing, different strategies in my own business, and I have a $97 program. But when you sell a $97 program, and when you sell a $1,000 program, I can promise you that a different type of person shows up in that $1,000 program. Now, what's so interesting, and I've seen this in my own business, the same person who buys my $97 program might also buy my $1,000 program. And that same person acts differently, takes action differently, builds different habits differently in my $97 program versus my $1,000 program. When you have more skin in the game, you tend to be more committed. And so there definitely is something about charging those premium prices. And I just want you to think about that because you are attracting a different type of clientele, or you're demanding a different type of commitment when people put more skin in the game. So that's just like a high level view of kind of what that looks like, but there's nothing wrong with those lower priced products. And we're going to talk about that here. So let's look at the 7 steps in the price point perfection formula to help you decide on the price point that is best for your business and your students. Number one, the first step is that you want to create your complete product offer, meaning you want to sit down and you want to outline exactly what it is that you are offering inside of your course. Because you need to think of it this way. You can't decide what you will charge without first laying out what you are going to offer. And this is something that I think a lot of people skip. They'll come to me and they'll say, Amy, what do you think I should charge for my product? And I'll say, okay, lay it all out for me. And they're not exactly sure what they're offering. So this is where I want you to start. It takes a little homework, but I definitely think it's worth the time. So I'm gonna run you through a few questions that you wanna ask yourself and you want to answer before you ever put a price on your course. Number one, what is the problem you are solving? So very important to know. Number two, what are the results you are promising? So this one's important right out of the gate, because when you are promising specific results, the bigger the results, the longer lasting the results, you know, the impact of those results should be a factor in your price point. So let me give you an example. I have a program called List Builders Lab, and it's $297. I also have a program called Webinars That Convert, and it's $997. Now, the reason why List Builders Lab is $297 and Webinars That Convert is $997 is because List Builders Lab is a beginner strategy to start building your email list. It's putting the infrastructure in place so that you can start building your email list so that you can then promote and build relationships with your ideal audience. List Builders Lab is not about instantly making money. It's not a huge drawn out strategy from start to finish in terms of create something and then sell something and then make money and all that good stuff. And that's what I do in my business. I teach people how to build the foundation of their online business and then create their courses and programs and then sell them and make money. So that's part of my overall business. But List Builders Lab is more at the beginning of that entire online business building strategy. So because I'm not teaching you how to make money in List Builders Lab, but I'm helping you build that infrastructure, to me, a $297 price point, based on a whole bunch of other factors I'm going to get into in this training, to me, that price point really works. Now, the reason why I charge more for Webinars That Convert is it is a start to finish entire campaign where I walk you through step by step how to create a webinar and how to create the launch funnel to sell the webinar. I give you the formulas you need to actually make money. I give you the numbers to figure out how much money you're going to make. And the results in webinars that convert all have to do with this is how much money I made. And so for me, in my business, I charge more when it's a complete system from start to finish, and you are going to be able to see a big return on your investment. If the return on your investment is a little bit smaller, or it takes a lot longer, or it's not as big of an impact just yet, that's where it warrants, inside of my business, a lower price point. Now, that doesn't mean it's less important. Believe me, you can make a lot more money doing webinars if you first build the foundation of list building. So list building is incredibly important, but I'm looking at the return on investment and how long it takes you to get there. And that's part of one of the factors in terms of what I charge. So that's just one way I look at it. And like I said, this is a little bit of a controversial topic because not everybody who teaches price points for products will agree with me, but this is what works for me. And I want to just tell you firsthand how I've made these decisions. I think that's part of why some people really enjoy my teachings, because I take you behind the scenes and give you how I've decided on different things in my business and the steps I took to get there. And so that's what I'm doing here. So again, what is the problem you're solving? What are the results you're promising? Also, how long will it take your students to reach those results? That's another question I want you to think about. What kind of access will your students have with you? That was another thing with List Builders Lab versus Webinars That Convert. Both programs have private Facebook groups to support my audience, but I made it really clear with Webinars That Convert that I'm in there more regularly. I'm answering more questions because it's a more intense program. With List Builders Lab, the private community, I definitely jump in there, but not as much. I'm not as hands-on. And I made that really clear right from the get-go when I sold the program, but that also is a factor in the price point. So some of you are thinking, Amy, I don't sell programs that help people make money. So the return on investment, I don't know what that looks like. You do know what that looks like in terms of whatever it is that you are offering. You know what is a quicker fix, a more concrete result. You know how long it takes people to get there if you know your craft really well. So let's say you teach people strategies to get better sleep at night in order to be more productive. Well, to get better sleep at night is almost priceless for some people that really struggle with that. So we're not talking about how much money they're going to make, but you know all the different benefits of getting people to have better night's sleep. And you know what that means in the long run for all areas of their lives. That's the kind of stuff that you want to be thinking about. In addition to that, how are you working with people inside of your program? Is it a large group, a small group? Is there one-on-one access? Those are factors in your offer that will become factors in determining your price. Another question, will you be offering your members a community, like a private Facebook group or a forum? Part of your offer. Remember, right now we're just talking about offer, but of course it's hard not to say how that's going to affect the price because that's the topic of today. But let's just look at your offer. Another question, how many modules will be in your program? And then how many lessons in each of those modules? You might not set it up like that, but that's just a question to look at. How many bonuses will you be offering, or will there be bonuses at all? How long will it take someone to actually get through the content of your program? Another question, do your students have lifetime access? If not, how long do they have inside of your program? And then what is your refund policy? All these questions I just asked you are questions I really want you to decide on before you ever put a price on your course. It's just not fair to decide a price before you lay out exactly what they get. Good? Now, I know you're not going to be able to decide on all those questions right now in this moment. I'm here to help you start thinking about your offer. And so those questions will help you shape a really strong offer. Okay, so number two in our price perfection formula is to determine where this product you are creating will fit into your overall business. So the question here is, what kind of product are you creating in terms of fitting it into your business model? In most cases, if you're just starting out, you're either going to create an introductory product, like a no-brainer opportunity to get somebody into your sales funnel, or you're going straight for your signature product that defines your messaging and what you're all about. And it's usually a bigger system or a step-by-step plan, kind of like my webinars that convert. A signature program usually is a start to finish kind of project or plan you're putting people through. So whatever it is, an introductory kind of thing or a signature product, you want to make that decision. Now, there is no right or wrong answer here. It's just important that you decide what you want to do. Now, I will say that overall, when I look at my business and when I prepared my notes for today's session, I'm acutely aware that I'm not one of those marketers that charges really high premium pricing. And sometimes I wish I was. Sometimes I wish I had the nerve to, you know, come out with a $5,000 program. And then other times I just know right now that's not really where I want my business to go. That's not going to fit in terms of what I've already created and also support the students that I've attracted. So you need to kind of look at the whole picture when you're thinking about pricing. But I tell you that because some other marketers will say, charge $5,000 and they just want you to start right there. And I think it's really irresponsible for anybody, an expert marketer or a friend or a peer, to look at just, let's say, a quick outline of your product and say, oh, you should be charging more. How often have you heard people tell you, you should be charging more? I feel like that's a really irresponsible thing for people to say before they sat down and really understood your business model, your business goals, before they understood your audience and what your audience has bought in the past and what your audience needs and wants from you and where they are in their journey. Those are all things that we'll get to in a little bit more in this training, but just don't let people throw it out to you, or at least don't totally accept it when they're like, you should be charging more. Because when people tell me that, I want to be like, well, then you try to sell it for that. Let me see how you do. Like, I just get really defensive. So I need to kind of back myself up and say, okay, I'm going to own my own product here. I'm going to own the decisions I make, and I'm going to make the best decisions for my business model, and my students. Now, this training here is a little bit about mindset as well. You need to be a little bit careful that you don't let fear determine your pricing. So that's why I want to give you these 7 steps, because fear can't be part of it. In the beginning, it's very normal to be fearful to ask for what you're worth. And so sometimes I say, you've got to come up with a price that you might be a little bit uncomfortable with in the beginning, but you know in your heart of hearts that you're worth that, and the program and the results you're promising are solid, so that you're going to push forward with that price. So it's okay to feel a little bit uncomfortable in the beginning. You'll eventually own it. But I want you to be really aware, are you pricing based on your fear of selling, or are you pricing something based on you being very acutely aware of the worth of yourself and your program? So just a little pep talk kind of mixed in there. I kind of went off script, but you get the point. Okay, so let me go back to my outline here, because we're in number 2, which is determine where this product will fit into your overall business. So I kind of want to share with you a little bit about how my business has looked in terms of building online training programs. My first product was FB Influence, and I don't have that product anymore, but it was like a Facebook 101 type program, and it was $97. And that was the very first thing I created. Now, you might be surprised to know that price point should not be determined by how many modules or how many lessons. Yes, that was a question I asked earlier when I said, put your offer together. It's important to determine that, to look at the overall offer, but more modules or less modules isn't really a deciding factor in the price point. Again, you come back to, what are the results you're promising? And with my FB Influence program, we talked about list building and selling, but really we were starting from ground zero, and we were just getting people familiar with the Facebook platform, and we were showing them the opportunity of what they could do. And then there was a little how-to inside the program as well. So it wasn't a complete system from A to Z. And so I think that's really important to share with you, because that's part of the reason why it was $97. We wanted people to just get to know me and my products and get familiar with my teaching style. And so $97 was like a no-brainer price. Now from there, once I learned more about my audience and what they liked and what they needed and where they wanted to go with their businesses in terms of using Facebook, I decided to create the Facebook Marketing Profit Lab, which years later turned out to be just the Profit Lab. I dropped the Facebook marketing part and made it a little bit more expanded. But for the sake of this training, my point being is that I went from an introductory $97 Facebook marketing program to a more in-depth, my signature program, Facebook Marketing Profit Lab, where I took them through an A to Z kind of strategy of how to build a Facebook marketing plan to build your email list and sell more online. See how that works? So at the time, that was $497. I was just getting started. I probably could have charged more for that, but I was still in my beginning stages and I just wasn't totally confident with my abilities yet. And so I'll tell you, part of your pricing struggle is going to come up when you're not confident about your abilities. So the more you believe in yourself, the more you know you can help people, and the bigger results you start to get for people, the more confidence you're going to have in charging more. So testimonials and case studies are going to be really important for you in order to feel confident moving in to the next pricing stage of your business. So just a little insight into that. And then from there, I eventually created Webinars That Convert, which is the program that's selling now, and that's a $1,000 program. And I have to tell you, I never, ever hesitate to say the price on a webinar. Like, I am more than excited. I feel like that program is well worth $1,000 and tons more because of the results that people are getting. So when you start to really hone in on your strengths and abilities, and that comes across in how you teach in your courses, let me tell you, you're going to have no problem putting a price on that product and knowing 100% it's a very valuable price that shows your worth and also supports your audience. So just something to know that you do build up to this. Okay, so step number three in your price perfection formula is to play with the numbers. Now, if you've been thinking about creating an online program, or maybe you're working on it right now, you probably have a good idea of what you want to earn when you launch your product. Now, if you're just starting out, that number you're thinking about right now is probably a little bit high. We all get stars in our eyes as we begin to build out our online course because we're thinking, holy cow, this is so good. This is gonna sell like hotcakes. And I think that's really normal. And I love that excitement and I want you to have it, but I also want you to be really realistic. So crunching the numbers is an important piece of figuring out what you're going to price your product. So let me help you get a little bit more realistic with how this might all shake out once you start to sell your program. I want you to give yourself a full year to launch and relaunch and relaunch your product. So when you're talking about how much you want to earn in revenue with your new online course, I want you to look over the next 12 months. So when you look at your product revenue over a period of a year, I want you to run some numbers and ask these questions. Number one, how much revenue do you want to generate over the next 12 months with this course alone? All right, so first let's just put that number out. And you can be a little bit aggressive, that's fine. I just want you to throw out that number. This is all like a guesstimate, so it doesn't have to be totally accurate. Number two, although, again, this is going to be a guess, I want you to make an educated guess based on what you know right now. What will your expenses look like? You won't have a total solid number, but what do you think your expenses are going to look like? Spend a little time, you know, kind of brainstorm it out, but it's important to look at expenses when we're talking about how much money you want to make. Now, number three is I want you to look at your audience, specifically your ability to get in front of them, to access your audience and attract the right people for your product. Now, if you're new at selling, I want you to be a little bit conservative on the numbers, at least in the first 6 months of promoting. Sometimes it takes a little time to get really good at selling your own product. And part of that is making sure that you get in front of the right audience. So when we first started selling FB Influence, it took a little time to kind of figure out who is the perfect audience and who would be the perfect affiliates to sell it for us, and where our audience is spending time. So there's some kinks that you need to work out in the beginning, because we're talking about launching a product. It's one thing to create the product, but now getting into the selling phase, that's a whole different conversation and it takes some time. So I want you to look at, again, how much money do you want to make? What do you think your expenses are going to be? And how likely is it that you can get in front of the perfect audience quickly? So if you've already sold things in the past and you know you're going to market this well, then you don't need to be so conservative in the numbers in terms of your revenue you're hoping to make. If you're a little unsure about your avatar, you're still working on that, you got to do a little bit of experimentation, then your revenue, you want to be a little bit conservative with that as well. So that's why I bring that up. Now, my motto has been for the last few years to pursue simple and get fancy later. I always have to give credit to Brad Martin now of Six Division, because that was his motto and I stole it from him, but I love it. Pursue simple, get fancy later. So when you're crunching your numbers and you start to think about, okay, how much money do I want to make, and what am I going to do to get in front of my audience, and how am I going to launch this? Keep it as simple as possible. What happens is if you add a lot of bells and whistles to this, it gets really expensive and really overwhelming. And with online marketing, the greatest thing about online marketing is that you do not need to spend a lot of money to make a lot of money. You can keep this really simple. And so I want you to really think about that as you start building the opportunities in terms of how you're going to sell it. Now, once you start crunching the numbers, you got to think about, okay, so if I want to make X amount of money, if I threw out a price point of what I wanted to sell this for, how many units do I need to sell? And then you need to ask yourself, well, does that feel doable? It's okay if it feels like a little bit of a stretch, but you'll know right away, like, okay, I'm crazy. That's not going to happen the first time out. This is brand new to me. I've got to kind of scale back a little bit. So you're playing with numbers in terms of how much you want to make, what you might charge, and what that would look like in terms of how many units that you need to sell. Now, here's something that you can do. And I learned this when I was in a mastermind a few years back. You can put together like three different goals. One would be your conservative goal. One would be your scary goal. And one might be your hairy, scary goal. Like, holy cow, if I reach that hairy, scary goal, I'm taking a big fat vacation because that's going to blow my mind. It's going to be the best thing in the world. So having these levels of goals is really cool, because if you get to that conservative goal, you still got to celebrate because you did it. And that's awesome. But if you can push yourself a little bit more and get to that scary goal right in the middle, then that's pretty amazing as well. So I like the three tiers of goals. You can make up your names for each of them, but that's one cool way of kind of figuring out what this all might look like in terms of revenue and expenses and price points. Okay, so we're not done yet. We are moving on to step number four of your price point perfection formula, and that is to research your competition. Now, although it's not the end all be all, it is important to check out what your competition is doing. Because I create products that have already been created before by my peers, before I launch any new program, I am acutely aware of what my competition is doing. I know what they're pricing their products. I know their payment plans. I know what they're offering. To me, it's really important that I look at the landscape and then I decide where I want to fall in the mix. And this is truly a personal preference. We all are different. We all have different businesses. Every market is different. Every niche is different. It's all up to you at this point. You need to decide where you fall in the mix. And you have to go with your gut on some of this. And that's why it's not like a perfect this plus this equals that, and there's your price point. That's not how you figure out the price of your product. There's a lot of factors involved. One of them being, at least research your competition and see what they're doing. Now, Ramit Sethi of I Will Teach You to Be Rich, he was on my show in episode number 54. This is what he says. You want to understand who your market is and their willingness to pay. You want to understand who your market is and their willingness to pay. And I love that. And looking at the competition kind of helps you do that, because you know, if you know your audience well and you know your market well, you know what other people are selling and just you have a rough idea of if they're doing well or not. And with that, it's valuable to find out what your audience has paid for in the past. That's why I love to survey my audience. And one of the questions I ask them in terms of, let's say, whatever challenge we're talking about in the survey, I'll say, what have you purchased in the past? What other programs or books or audio programs or whatever it might be? What have you invested in order to find a solution for this challenge? That is so very valuable. Because if my audience, first of all, said, well, I've never purchased anything, that's kind of a red flag because there might not be a big enough pain point. But then if they tell me the different things that they've purchased, oh my gosh, that is so insightful in terms of, you know, where I'm going to position my product and how I'm going to sell it and what I might price it for as well. So it's just important to know, again, not the end all be all. You don't have to be like your competition, but it's important to know what they're doing. Okay, so we're moving on to number five. And number five is educate your customer on why your stuff is the best. Now, I actually talked a little bit about this in number one when I said you got to get really clear on your offer. And one of the questions I wanted you to answer was, what results are you promising? But I want to get into that even more so here in number five with educating your customer on why your stuff is the best. So again, I want to ask you, what results are you promising inside your course? The level of results should be a factor in your pricing model. And I already went over this where I talked about my Facebook 101 program versus my Webinars That Convert program. I'm promising bigger results in Webinars That Convert, and that's one of the reasons why the price point is $1,000. So you need to really take a look at what you're promising. And that's one of the pieces of the puzzle when you're putting a price on your product. So here's some questions I want you to think about. How much time can you save someone when they go through your program and get results? Actually saving someone time, money, stress, pain, or improving their relationships, their productivity, their health, all of these possibilities should be factors in the pricing decision. And here's what's really cool. If you find an audience where saving them time or saving their marriage is really, really, really valuable to them, you can put a higher price point on that. So there's a combination here. It's not just what you're promising, but it's your ability to find the people that see that promise as the holy grail, as the most important thing in their life right now. And a lot of that comes down to how you position it and how you sell it. And so that's why I wanted to give you an amazing resource. The resource is a free video that my mentor, Marie Forleo, put on her blog a while back. It's called The Mattress Method. Now, in my show notes at amyporterfield.com/107, I am going to link to the Mattress Method video that Marie recorded. But let me give you a little hint of why it's important that you check it out. The Mattress Method is when you deliberately translate the value of your product into real-life currencies like time, money, love, or health. In this mini-training, Marie says, ask yourself, what results are you helping people achieve, and how can you translate that value into even more time, money, love, or health? So when you get the answer to this question, you will have more clarity when deciding on the price of your product. So I definitely want you to check out The Mattress Method, one of my very favorite videos related to pricing. I think you're going to find it incredibly valuable. Just go to amyporterfield.com/107 and I'll link you right there. Now, number six in the price perfection formula is gut check. And specifically, I want you to ask yourself when you get to a final price point for your product, how do you feel about your pricing decision? What does your gut tell you? Can you confidently sell your product at this price point? How do you feel if I told you you need to make it lower? Or how would you feel if I said, no, you got to make that higher? Like just kind of listen to your body a little bit more in terms of how do you feel about the price point? Because I want to encourage you to not, again, I already said this, don't get lost in the fear of charging what you're worth. So you got to have a real honest conversation with yourself. If you don't want to raise the price, ask yourself why. Is it because you feel like you found the right perfect price point for the value, or you're just scared to ask for more? So you got to be honest with yourself. But when you decide on that price point, you've got to own it. Because let's say you're going to sell your program on a webinar. When you get to that section of the webinar where you start to tell people about your product and you tell them how much it is, I don't want your voice to crack. I don't want you to start sweating or to get a little bit out of breath. And I remember those days, those early days when I felt that way. And when I wrap this up, I'll tell you a little bit about what it used to look like for me and what it looks like now. But my goal for you is for you to own that price. And remember, it comes down to the fact that you believe in your abilities to get your audience results. And also you believe that when people get into your product, you're going to blow their socks away and give them 10 times the value of what they paid. If you believe that, you can own it for sure. Okay, so to wrap it up, the final step, step number 7 in your price point perfection formula is to test, test, and test some more. Over time, you can decide to raise your prices. That price that you're going to decide on now is not something that you have to stay with forever. And I want you to remember that the bottom line with pricing is that it's an art, not a science. If it was a science, if it was really, really straightforward, I could have come on this episode and, like I said earlier, I could have said, okay, you do this and then you do that, you add them together, and that equals your price point. I wish it was that easy, but it's not. Again, it's an art, not a science. So let me give you an example. When I first came out with the Profit Lab, remember it was called Facebook Marketing Profit Lab, the price point was actually $297. And looking back, it makes me cringe because I actually offered one-on-one Skype calls for my students. So they got one-on-one Skype calls with me and they got the entire program. And again, it was $297. And you want to know why I charged $297? I was so afraid that nobody was going to buy it. Now, the reason for that is I didn't have confidence in myself and I was new at all of this. And I just felt like I'm not really sure what to expect. Looking back, what I wish I did is I wish I would have beta tested my product. And when I do my free masterclass, I'm going to talk a little bit about beta testing because it doesn't have to be so elaborate or overwhelming that a lot of people think in terms of beta testing, how it's going to take forever and you're never going to get around to selling your product. It doesn't have to look that way. But if I beta tested it, I would have known that it worked and people got results, and I would have had a whole lot more confidence to come out of the gate with a higher price. So if you're really struggling with your price point, you want to look at beta testing where you put people through your program and you don't charge them, but you get a lot of feedback from them, and then you can tweak if needed. And then when you go out there, you already have some testimonials and you already know that people can get results with your program. Because remember, this pricing thing, so much of it is your own mindset, your own confidence, how you deliver it. In terms of what people get and how much it is, that delivery right there is half the battle. So beta testing might be something worth looking into. But I wanted to leave you with this, and that is that when I first started out, I definitely was scared to tell people how much my products were. And I wouldn't put it out there with confidence, and I didn't sell as many as I could have for sure. But over time, what I've realized is that I have something really amazing to offer this world, as we all do. And the more I started to believe in my abilities and myself, and the more I realized that what I'm teaching people can change their lives. Now, I know I'm not curing cancer or anything amazingly important like that, but if I can teach people how to build a business online, and if they get to quit their 9-to-5 job so they can be home with their kids more, and they can live a life that they absolutely love, and if they can support their family in the exact way that they want to support their family, then I'm making an impact for somebody else. And when I think about it that way, I have no problem with charging what I charge as long as I know that I can get people results. So it all comes down to this whole pricing thing. It comes down to, can you deliver on your promise? And if you can deliver on your promise, you gotta charge what you're worth. And remember, when people have skin in the game, they show up in a whole different way. I love, love, love working with my webinars that convert students because they're action takers. They're serious about this. They wanna get a return on their investment in my product as soon as possible. And that drive drives me to wanna support them even more. So it's a pretty exciting thing to see. So I'm not saying that you should price your next product at $1,000 because you're going to get a higher level of clientele. I'm actually telling you that there's something to look forward to. You might not be ready for that yet, but premium pricing is a pretty cool thing when it fits into your business model and it works for you and it works for your students. But all these different 7 steps I told you about are important to look at. And if you want to start with an introductory product in order to kind of get your feet wet, as well as introduce yourself to your audience and support them and make an impact in their lives at whatever level you want to, that's fine too. Just own it. And you can always build up to something bigger. And remember, you can always change the price. So thank you so very much for being with me here today. I want to remind you, I have a brand new masterclass coming out. It's called How to Confidently Create Your First Six-Figure Course in 60 Days. I'm going to share with you the 5 key ingredients that have not only been behind my own blockbuster courses, but are a common thread across just about every successful online course I have ever seen. I cannot wait to share the details and insights with you. All you need to do is go to amyporterfield.com/courses. C-O-U-R-S-E-S, amyporterfield.com/courses. Grab your spot and I'll see you there. Thanks so much for being with me here today. Truly appreciate you tuning in. And I cannot wait to connect with you again next week, which will also be another episode about creating your online course. We've got 2 good ones in a row. So I'll see you there. Until then, have a wonderful week. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast at www.amyporterfield.com.